I packed up my life into cardboard boxes and loaded everything into a rented moving van. Sitting in front of the house, my home, on that cool first day of autumn, and looking upon the oak tree in the yard, knowing that I owned the house that sat behind it, and the earth that had its roots twisted deep below, was a pivotal moment in my life. It would take me a couple of months to find out that I had it completely wrong. I thought I had picked out the house. I thought that I owned it. Instead, I had been picked. It was the house that owned me. There were a couple of nights after I had first moved in, trying to get used to the sounds of the house settling in the dark as I drifted off to sleep, where I felt like there were whispers of long, untold secrets in those noises. I never got a chance to focus my ears enough to truly listen, always slipping off into the subconscious as Liberty raised her voice to me. When I'd wake up in the morning, I'd feel as if I was forgetting something important. There was always another presence that I felt in the house, but for the first month I attributed that to my loneliness and the foreign environment that I now called home, maybe even a bit of paranoia. I knew now that it was Liberty. The experience with the walls rejecting the nails was her way of standing her ground, her way of voicing to me in my waking hours what she had been trying to say to me at night. The next time she would speak to me, I would be ready.